tragedy strikes at the Reno Air Races. A performer is lost at a West Virginia air show. And ICAST has its work cut out this week, educating media on the difference. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, September 19th, 2011. I apologize in advance for bearing so much bad news today, but the weekend's big story could end up having wide-ranging impacts on general aviation, warbirds, and even the freedom to fly or even watch others fly in the U.S. Unless you've been away from media completely, you now know that veteran stunt and air race pilot Jimmy Leeward of Florida went down in a P-51 Mustang Friday near a VIP box section of the grandstand at the National Championship Air Races in Reno. Jimmy was killed, along with eight spectators, as the count stood as of our deadline, and dozens more were injured. Jimmy is the 20th pilot to be killed at the Reno Air Races, but this is the first time there have been fatalities among spectators. The impact of the galloping ghost was so violent that spectators commented there wasn't anything immediately identifiable as aircraft parts left, only bits of metal. The races were canceled Saturday, and a planned memorial service was also canceled when the NTSB realized how much on-site work would be involved to secure all the clues. Spectator video appears to show the loss of a trim tab or other part of the tail. That material appears now to have been recovered, pending analysis. Various outlets have now reported that investigators believe they've found memory chips from avionics and an onboard camera that may hold clues. There was also telemetry to the ground crew, which has now been turned over to the NTSB. We'll keep you posted. On their website last evening, organizers posted that those concerned about loved ones may call 211 in the Reno area or area code 775-337-5800 from elsewhere to check on status. Acknowledging that many people dropped what they had with them and ran for the exits, there was also this note, quote, "We know that many people have questions about many issues regarding belongings left at the event, refunds, and other inquiries. Our thoughts and attention are with the victims and all of those affected by this tragic accident. More information regarding these inquiries will be provided on this website when available," unquote. ANN will bring you updates as we find out more, but if you want to visit the race website directly, it's at www.airrace.org. ICAS, the International Council of Air Shows, will almost certainly need to spend some time this week dispelling false reports in the media, which attempt to generalize about air shows based on what happened at Reno. For now, on its website at airshow.aero, there's a simple statement from ICAST that reads, in part, quote, "As the air show community continues to digest the news, the International Council of Air Shows would like to extend its thoughts and prayers to the pilots and the spectators impacted by these horrific accidents, as well as to the families of those impacted by the weekend's tragedies," unquote. The reason tragedies is plural in the ICAST statement involves the Thunder Over the Blue Ridge Open House and Air Show at Eastern West Virginia Regional Airport in Martinsburg, West Virginia. The remainder of that show Saturday and all day Sunday was called off following the crash at about 2:30 p.m. local time of a North American Aviation T-28 Trojan, a single-engine piston military trainer flown by the Trojan Horseman T-28 Warbird Aerobatic Formation Demo Team. Media reports indicate two of the aircraft flying in opposite maneuvers formation passed and separated, but then the pilot of the westbound aircraft lost control, rolled, and crashed on the runway in front of the hangars. The Associated Press last night identified the pilot and sole fatality as Jack Mangan of Concord, North Carolina. The 54-year-old was described as an alternate wing team member. Mangan had reportedly built a successful business career following 13 years in the U.S. Air Force, during which he logged more than 2,500 hours in F-15s and F-4s. He was awarded three Meritorious Service Medals, was a Tactical Air Command Instructor Pilot of the Year, and held ATP and sailplane ratings. There were no injuries on the ground in that one. Show organizers have taken the unusual step of posting instructions for those who need to seek counseling after witnessing a traumatic event. You can find the site at martinsburgairshow.com. Up next on ANN, the first delivery of Boeing's new freighter is postponed. Air France KLM buys planes from Airbus and Boeing. And chaos is now a trademark term. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, September 19th. I'm Paul Plagg. The first customer delivery of Boeing's big new 747-8 freighter was supposed to happen today in Everett, Washington. The launch customer is Cargolux, and Boeing VP of Marketing Randy Tinseth had even planned an employee party with surprise musical guests tomorrow. But that's all on hold for now. Cargolux reportedly isn't happy with the plane's failure to hit projected performance numbers. Tinseth writes on his blog, quote, "We still need to work through some contractual issues with our customer Cargolux, so first delivery won't take place as scheduled on Monday. Employee and media events have also been postponed," unquote. No new delivery date for the first plane has been projected. Cargolux has a long history with Boeing and was the first customer to operate the 747-400 freighter. Air France KLM is splitting a large order for new composite-bodied airliners between Airbus and Boeing. Its orders and options, if all are exercised, would bring it 60 new Airbus A350XWBs and 50 of Boeing's 787-9 Dreamliner models. Boeing reports orders for more than 800 Dreamliners to date. The company expects to deliver the first one to launch customer All Nippon Airways 1 week from today. Airbus says its A350 order book stands at 567. The first delivery won't happen until at least sometime in 2013. PSA Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, say they have overwhelmingly authorized a strike. After mediated negotiations recently stalled over compensation, retirement, insurance, and related issues, PSA flight attendants sent what the union calls a loud and clear message to management. PSA is a wholly owned subsidiary of U.S. Airways and operates as a U.S. Airways Express carrier. Elsie Acor, AFA PSA vice president, commented, quote, "If management refuses to respect the contributions PSA flight attendants have made to the success of our carrier, they should be prepared for chaos," unquote. That's chaos in all uppercase. It's an acronym for create havoc around our system. And it's a trademarked strike strategy in which the union decides when, where, and how to strike without notice to management or passengers. The action would have to wait for a formal finding of impasse by the National Mediation Board. That's as opposed to the lowercase chaos experienced by U.S. Airways customers on a normal day. Let us know if you notice any difference. And finally today, I hope this doesn't come off as a flippant remark, but Jimmy Leeward's crash at Reno Friday could have a result more tragic to American society in general than it was to even the families of the victims. These days, most online news sources allow readers to post comments on the news, and if you believe in personal freedoms, reading those comments can be kind of frightening. The pilot was too old to be racing. The plane was too old to be racing. Racing serves no useful purpose to society. How can they let crowds gather at such dangerous events? Think of the carbon footprint. Is this the end of the Reno air races? And, my favorite, why are private citizens even allowed to own airplanes? This accident will bring some hard questions about how the national championship air races at Reno are laid out and run. Some of those questions no doubt will be raised in courtrooms. There are only so many ways to arrange viewing areas which allow spectators to see all parts of a closed race course, which makes anything like the layout at a normal air show impractical. Had that cloud of misted aviation fuel been ignited by any of the million sparks created by the crash, this could have been far worse. But in the end, just as the competitors do, spectators make a personal risk-reward decision to be there. Fatal accidents don't stop racers from coming back, and spectators will likely fill the stands again next year, because anything worthwhile in life comes with risk. Statistically, you're far more likely to drown in your own bathtub than you are to die as a spectator at Reno. Hopefully, this can all get sorted through without throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Hopefully, these ignorant comments from newspaper readers aren't indicative of the tack we'll see from legislators or rulemakers. How ironic that anybody would propose that the government deny you the chance to fly a P-51 or watch somebody else do it. The P-51 was designed and built so you'd have the choice not to speak German. If you're not comfortable with the risks of air shows or races, whether as a participant or a spectator, nobody forced you to go. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller explains Zen and the art of accident prevention and why we need to remember the simple stuff. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.